it's time to welcome my first set of guests to the studio for the evening. Good evening, late homecoming.
Hello,
how are you doing?
Hello.
Right. I think we can conclude that there's nothing late about you.
We had this discussion earlier.
Right, yeah. First things first, introduce yourselves to our listeners.
I'm Tennyson, I'm the lead guitarist.
I'm Tom and I sing play guitar.
I'm Liam and I play drums.
I'm Steve and I play bass.
Right, welcome to Phoenix FM. So tell us a bit about, first of all, where did we get you from?
Wow.
These three are actually from Bedfordshire, but I'm from Hertfordshire.
It's kind of odd.
All around each other, and I live like quite far from
the odd one out. Huh?
Yeah.
You're almost multinational.
Exactly. We have to travel
a whole county to come see Tennyson.
But don't let me forget.
And we have to pick him up as well, which is better. It's good laugh.
Rightio, you've got your instrument, so I think before we go any further, it would be rude for us not to get you to play a song. So what track are you going to do for us first?
I think we'll do Gentleman's Code.
Yeah, why not?
Right, this is like an acoustic version of it, so it's a bit different.
We hope you guys like it.
Right, take it away, Late Homecoming, here on Kerbals on Phoenix FM.
You're good, bud.
Sweet.
Yeah, that would have worked.
Way better than I expected.
Excellent. It is the sound of Late Homecoming here on Curveballs on Phoenix FM. And that was the first track in session from them, entitled Gentleman's Code. So, coming from all these faraway places, how did you get together originally?
We went to college together, right?
Yeah.
When these three went to different schools. Them three all went to the same
secondary school.
There's actually an interesting story behind this.
Oh, God.
Our first ever band.
We were like 14.
14. And, like, what were we called? It was like
Taken Back Rome.
Yeah, like, it was our first ever band, so, like,
we thought we were the coolest guys around.
We basically just did it to be cool. Like, there was nothing else.
You sort of find it weird how, like, after all the years, it's come back to, like, us three.
Yeah, it was nice.
And Tennyson.
And Tennyson. Yeah.
I met these guys at college.
Yeah, we all went to music college together, and we met Tennyson.
Yeah, everyone was just sort of, like, bored of, like, stuff, so we were, like, trying to make a band.
We weren't expecting it to get anywhere.
I think it was me and Liam. Was it us two?
Yeah, we're just like, you know, got a few months left in college, and might be a laugh for a couple of months.
We never really took it that seriously, and then, like, we knew we wanted Steve. And then, like, I was like, suppose we might as well have Tennyson. Like, he's alright. He's alright at guitar. And then, yeah, it only got serious when we recorded a single, I think, Gentleman's Code, with Alpha.
That went a lot better than we thought it would, so.
Yeah. It was sort of.
We're actually alright at this.
And if you were to determine not to make the same mistake with names, how did you arrive at the name Late Homecoming?
It was actually Liam.
We was chucking names about, and I think Liam came up with Homecoming, and we searched that, and I was really a band.
What was the reason? It was like
you get like pictures on your bass drum, and I really wanted an American flag on my bass drum, so I thought, oh yeah, Homecoming, that's a real American sort of thing.
Fair enough.
That's as good as it gets.
Through a random word.
And then we threw late in there, and then we got late homecoming.
Here we are today.
And yeah, here we are.
Yes, here you are, and in about a week's time, you're about to go on a rather high-profile tour, which we will hear about after we've heard another track from you. What track are you going to do for us next?
Is this our own track, or do we get to pick a track?
Well, we're playing one, aren't we?
You're playing one.
Let's do Terror Twin.
This is sort of jazzed up.
This is really weird.
Jazzy.
Okay.
All good. We like jazzed up here, so.
Sweet.
Well, take it away. Late Homecoming here on Curveballs on Phoenix FM.
A prophecy, and you know I never quit it. And why should I when I challenge everything? I'll just keep moving along. Whilst you keep singing the same old song, you and my terror twin and I. And as we take back the night, these bottles that we drink, they help us to. You're my terror twin and I. And as we take back the night, we just take back the night. And I've brought it down and I hit the wall. This shady taste never made me feel so tall. As I look for you through deserted crowds, I figure myself out. I'll just keep moving along, whilst you keep singing the same old song. You're my terror twin and I. And as we take back the night, these bottles that we drink, they help us to. You're my terror twin and I. And as we take back the night, we just take back the night. Too. It's you and my terror twin and I. And make it bad tonight. Tonight, we just take it bad tonight.
Awesome.
Excellent.
Yes, very much.
That is the sound of Late Homecoming here on Curveballs on Phoenix FM. That track of theirs was entitled Terra Twin. Hello to a few people who've joined us online. Coach Mahaffey in Louisiana is clapping very loudly. Good tune.
Oh, sweet. Thank you.
Hello also to Disneyland Drake, Hell's Lost High Stew, and Gemma L. Great to have you all with us. You can join them by going to phoenixfm.com and clicking where it says Listen Live and Chat Room. So, gentlemen, tell us about this upcoming tour that you've got. It's with a few bands, and you'll be visiting quite a few places. Yeah, so tell us about that.
It's a bit mental. Basically, we have an amazing manager called Dave, who's from Scotland, and
he's a real sound guy.
He's amazing.
No one's ever met him.
Everyone in their life needs to know somebody amazing called Dave.
He's got a big old bushy beard.
With a big old bushy beard.
We've got on very lucky with support from other people like Arthur, he helped us out massively.
He set us up with Dave.
He got us with Dave, and then Dave managed to get this tour for us, and obviously we couldn't say no because it's a tour.
Our first proper tour, really, isn't it?
So. Yeah, it's really a good opportunity for us.
Yeah, we're supporting Anova in Vivid Nation. I think we'll be headlining London
because
them two can't make those dates.
And we've got some mates playing as well, haven't we?
Yeah, we've got Man Made, from Hertfordshire.
Ah, yes.
They're good mates. I think they've been here before, haven't they?
Yep, they joined us back in February. He's talking about Man Made, by the way. He's a bit far away from the microphone, so people can't hear him.
Come on, Tony, get closer.
It's cool because, I think Chris and Josh are moving to Brighton, aren't they?
Yeah, so, moved to Brighton, so we'll join them on the London leg while tour, then meeting back in Brighton. So just moved there in our last 2 days in Brighton, so
that would be cool.
That'd be fun.
That'll get to go on stage.
We start our tour on the 6th next week.
Next week. Yeah. That's when we start it.
Yeah, so exactly a week from now in Norwich.
Which is awesome.
And I think it's next day's Birmingham.
It says Birmingham.
Then London.
Yeah, London then.
Yep, London, Surrey on the 8th, it says here.
You know more than me. I don't really know any of the dates.
I'm just pretty chuffed.
Yeah, we're just over the moon.
You're just relying on people to tell you where you're going, basically.
Yeah,
but I do agree, though. It's a good thing to be over the moon about, because it's very
impressive. Ever since we first started to play instruments and want to be in a band, I think it's all of our dreams to go on a tour.
Yeah, definitely.
I think now
yeah,
it's sure, starting to happen. It's just sort of...
It's funny as well, I don't know. We started this band as
we didn't think. Laugh. Yeah, it was just a laugh. Something to get.
Something to kill the time, right?
Yeah, it was a bit of college.
And then something we didn't finish college.
And then.
Yeah. Fill that time.
Yeah, and we were all going to go uni as well, but
yeah.
I think after we released our EP from Revolt, we're all just
much rather do this than go to uni for 4 years.
Are you not mom's listening to this?
Sorry, man.
Sorry. It's just a joke.
Nailed it,
don't
worry.
It's not a joke. We've all taken gap years to do that.
Right. Well, I think what we should do is now that people know where they can go and see you on tour, let's tempt them to come with one last song. What track are you going to do for us last?
It's actually a medley.
Yeah, this is...
Here we go.
This is a bit...
This is just a massive smash-up, really. if you can put it bluntly.
If it goes well... I'll be surprised.
It'll go one of two ways, really. It'll either go really
well. It is what
Rightio.
It is.
Well, you are on live radio.
No pressure.
With many thousands listening, so no pressure.
not the best thing, but what was the thing?
Take it away. Late Homecoming here from Awesome Video Fan.
Thank you. when you like someone like they used to before. And I can't sweep you off of your feet. Will your mouth still remember the taste of my love? Will your eyes still smile from your cheeks? It's darling, I will be loving you till we're 17.
I had no idea when that was going to stop. And I didn't want it to. Oh, apart from the fact that I've got guests coming up next, so it kind of had to. Either way, have some applause. Excellent. That is the sound of Late Homecoming here on Curveballs on Phoenix FM. And can you remember the names of all the songs that you just played?
First one is Love's on the Radio. The next one is
Thinking Out Loud.
Next one's The Unit 6 of the Lion. The last one is Boston Square by Death of Anna.
Cracking tune.
Good tune.
Right, well.
It was a bit better. We sort of just threw it all together today.
We kind of thought what songs in the same key and what songs do we like and those, all of those. So, yeah.
Very, very impressive. And if anyone listening who is near where you're going to be touring, I think should definitely be heading over. Yes. So it's taking in Manchester, Norwich, Birmingham, London, and Brighton. The nearest one to us being the 8th of August at London Surya. Where is the place that people can go to find out more about Late Homecoming?
Twitter page at Late Homecoming. Facebook is just Late Homecoming. Just to make a point, sorry to just point anyone in Manchester that likes us. There are any, but we're actually
blame Liam.
Yeah, blame Liam.
Don't blame me.
Liam cried because didn't want to drive to Manchester.
He's a really lazy boy.
Oh, you know. I apologise, guys.
Even though I drove to him today.
Yeah. Let's not fight now on radio.
Let's not fight on radio. This. Okay. Okay, hi to Coach, who says, enjoyed it tremendously, and you have a fan in the US. Good luck to you.
Brilliant. Awesome.
Going
awesome.
International.
Yeah.
Break it through. We had some.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
That's another story.
Another story for another day.
Excellent. So, very best of luck to you with the tour, gents. Yeah. And hopefully we'll have you back in again sometime soon when you can tell us all about it.
Yeah,
that'd be great. Jesus.
Right, I think it's fairly safe to say that the future very much starts here. Late Homecoming, thank you very much.
Thank you. Thank you.